Hi, and welcome to the Garden Conversation. This is Martel Gunn, and I'm standing in a garden that the sign at the entrance says, "You are entering a land of magic." Guess whose garden I'm at? I'm at Mandy Ramsey's garden.
Hi, Martel. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me into your garden. And oh, it truly is a land of magic. I assume Lily did that sign?
Yes, she did, all on her own.
Oh, how nice. And so as we are entering the garden, it is, yeah, one of the joys of doing this garden conversation is I get to go to different people's gardens and see the different energy and whatnot. And this one, we just walked over a brook. I don't know if you can hear that in the microphone, but there's a rippling brook here. And that is part of the garden magic, as well as all sorts of artistry that is around. You can tell that Mandy is an artist and she is teaching her child to do the same thing.
Thank you, Mardell.
Yeah, it's really a beautiful garden. So let's talk about some garden stuff. We are entering under an arbor here that has an incredible greenery. What is this?
This is a hops vine.
A hops vine. And it's like probably almost 20 feet long because it's gone up over the top of the arbor and now it's heading down. Mm-hmm. And so by the end of the summer, this is going to cover the whole thing?
Pretty much, yeah. And it will have dripping little clusters of hops on it that smell really sweet.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So have you used those at all for beer making or anything?
Not for beer making. I've dried them and put them in eye pillows. Bev Gray from Aroma Borealis up in Whitehorse has a recipe for those in her book, The Boreal.
Wild Boreal Forest or something like that.
Yeah, and so I've harvested them for that.
Wow. And then on one side of this arbor is also some honeyberries, which is a lot of people. I have a bunch of bushes, and they are berrying right now, these brilliant blueberry looking, but they taste different than blueberries.
They do, but they're delicious.
They are delicious.
Lily and her friends snack on them all the time.
And, wow.
And they freeze very well, too.
Yeah, they do. Yep, they're nice. I like them mixed with blueberries. Mm. Actually, when I mix the two together, I really like them. So, so your garden is a mixture of a lot of perennials and annuals. So let's cut to the chase of perennials because you've got a zillion here.
Okay.
What's your favorite?
I love the weeping larch, that snuffleupagus-looking tree.
It is a very cool-looking, soft needles. It looks like needles, but it's not really needles. Mm-hmm. And it's weeping. It really does look like a weeping willow, but yeah, very cool.
I love the golden ninebark. I just love the way it brings off those maroon and warm tones in contrast to the green. Of course, I'm a fan of the lilies.
Yes, the lilies are.
And the peonies.
The peonies are blooming right now as we are standing in the garden. Dripped with rain. You know, so that, of course, the peonies, and also we're looking at delphiniums and mixed with, you've done a beautiful thing of mixing the delphiniums with the fireweed.
They just seem like natural friends.
They do, and they look so friendly. They're happy. We're going by a whole bed of borage. How do you pronounce it?
Borage?
Borage, yeah. And do you use this medicinally or do you?
We take these little purple star-shaped flowers and put them in ice cubes and freeze them. And they look beautiful in a summer punch or some kind of fancy cocktail. They're just fun.
What a cool idea, because the color of borage is just... It's just beautiful.
Yeah, it reseeds itself, so you have to be compassionate about where it wants to be.
Or also be ruthless.
Or
about
ruthless.
pulling them out. Yes, that's right. Because they are mixed in. You've got other things. So you've got some beds here, and these are
all
vegetables.
Yeah, onions, garlic, under here are brassicas over there.
Chard.
Chard, so chard. Potatoes. The peas are over here and up there.
So, yeah, it's a whole mix. And then you've got some raspberries here. So you've done a really nice job of creating, you know, this garden does not feel like a square. Some people really like gardens that are organized, neat and square, and And not that there's anything wrong with that at all, but your garden is definitely not that. Mm-hmm. We're wandering through paths, and there's this here and that there. And
I kind of wanted to flow with the river on the mountainside, just having that, and then try to have the order in the beds, mm-hmm. if it's possible. But sometimes Mother Nature throws things, nice little surprises.
Uh-huh. But, and that's part of gardening.
Yeah, and that's part of gardening.
Rolling with that.
And rolling with it, because mm-hmm. nothing in life is perfect and tidy, right?
unless we go to great lengths
exactly,
to try to make it that way.
Exactly. Yeah. So I like having that freedom and a bit of wildness, mm-hmm. yet having the order within mm-hmm. that in this space, because this is my sanctuary.
And you have done a great job of creating a very peaceful, comfortable space.
Thank
which
you.
Is one of the, like I said at the beginning, it's one of the joys of going to different people's gardens is to get the feel of mm-hmm. them. If somebody comes to my garden, they're probably gonna feel like it's a production garden.
Hardly, Mardell. You've got art everywhere in your beautiful yard.
Oh, but I my focus is production. I want to talk about this bush that we're walking by. Mm-hmm. What is this? It's loaded with berries.
It's a champagne currant, and it's a rare strain that I got from Birch Boy products about mm-hmm. 20 years ago, and it was a little sprig, and it is happy, and it seems to have a really nice relationship with this atomic rhubarb right next to it.
And this rhubarb, I have never seen rhubarb leaves. Those rhubarb leaves are probably 3 feet almost.
Yeah, it's definitely huge. Like a pioneer strand. It's an old school survivor.
Yeah, huh. And it is very compatible with the current. Mm-hmm. What is this light, airy flower that's above that? Do you know what that
valerian,
is?
Oh, that's valerian. And that also is something I got from my friend Bev Gray from Aroma Borealis mm-hmm. after I was with her for a workshop.
It's very pretty. It almost looks like baby's breath mm-hmm. is kind of what it looks like.
It smells like jasmine. And ooh, I love wow. jasmine down in California, so it's nice to have a form of it here in Alaska.
Nice. Huh. Cool. I might have to get some of that.
Yeah.
I'm a big jasmine fan.
Yeah.
So we're wandering now into, on the side of the garden, Mandy has a hoop house. Let's go into that first.
Sure.
And so this is fairly new, right?
Yeah. We just put this up for its first year this spring.
Uh-huh. And you've got tomatoes, a lot of tomatoes that mm-hmm. are, what, probably 6 feet? Tall,
at fine. Least.
Yeah, right. That are loaded with little baby tomatoes mm-hmm. And then cucumbers. Mm-hmm. Is that, yeah, cucumbers here.
Cucumbers,
and
squash, all kinds from mm-hmm. zucchini to curry curry and yellow fin, scarlet runner beans, branching sunflowers, mm-hmm. corn, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. some eggplants, tomatillos, sunflowers.
Mm-hmm. And all doing fairly well. So how did you do this? Being this is a new year, tell me how you started this.
Started
soil.
From the ground up with the lasagna bed. Layering method. So base layer, we put some seaweed, some peat moss over that. Next layer, a handful of worm castings, some compost, and then relayered that and then put some soil on top. Mm-hmm. And the plants seem to love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they're very happy.
They love it when their roots finally hit that yummy decomposing layer of goodies beneath. Mm-hmm. And then I really feel like the drip tape irrigation, my friend Rebecca Brewer really you know, mm-hmm. encouraged us to do that, and it was daunting, but once it's in, it makes life yep. so much easier.
And it's fairly expensive to put in the first time, but it's
yeah.
done. I've had mine for 20 years,
yeah.
and it's still functioning fine, but yes, it is daunting to start out
I
with.
Highly recommend it, though. Yeah. Once we figured mm-hmm. it out, thank goodness I have a husband who's a whiz at those kind of mm-hmm. things, so
yep.
it mm-hmm. was really nice to have
Do you have
his
a
input.
Timer on yours?
Yeah,
yeah.
We do have
so
a timer.
So you don't even have, that's what I find the real joy of this mm-hmm. is that my hoop houses, my greenhouses are being watered without me having mm-hmm. to keep track of
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
I do see that you've got a little bit of mold,
yep.
which is one of the hazards of
yep.
hoop houses. It's one of the things that you got to learn to deal with and
yep.
figure out how to deal with it, which is giving it space.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that we planted too thickly
too
over
much
here.
Stuff. Yeah.
So, but yep. we sure have been eating a ton of cucumbers.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Okay. And so what you've done also, what kind of fabric? Is this just a weed fabric we're walking
this
on?
This is that drain cloth that if you were to put like a French drain in, mm-hmm. so it's a little mm-hmm. hardier than that. Mm-hmm. And then we laid that paper
along craft paper, the, that craft paper.
Yeah, that biodegradable paper mm-hmm. along the actual beds that we eat off of. So mm-hmm. this isn't in contact with what we eat. It's just on the floor. Mm-hmm. And then we can pull it up. And we also put that chicken wire along the entrance to discourage the voles, because we had I couldn't believe the amount of voles that were on our land this year.
But yeah, a lot of people have been talking about how many voles they had this year.
Yeah, but our cat kills like 3 to 4 a day. And then these little emitters, they're silent to us, but I guess the frequency or vibration deters the vole.
And so those are electric, right?
You
plug them into a socket?
You plug them into a socket, and I believe Scott got them locally.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The hardware store, one of the hardware stores.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And that's helped deter them.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, the nice thing about having a fabric over your the walkways is that I find that I can spend more time cleaning up my walkways mm-hmm. than actually cleaning out my beds of weeds. Mm-hmm. And so if you start out with having something there, mm-hmm. it stops them from even starting.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
So, yeah, you've done well in my experience. So now we've entered another, look at this, a Lavatera.
And that's seeds from Fuzzy von Stauffenberg.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Lavatera is such a fun one to keep because the seeds, it does do beautiful seeds that are readily mm-hmm. available. And besides the Lavatera, which is, for those of you who don't know, it's a beautiful pink, not really bell-shaped flower. What would you call that?
But it's a fairy dress.
It is. It's actually a beautiful flower. I highly recommend. That's one of my favorite flowers for growing here. And besides that is I'm seeing a bunch of green beans and purple beans.
Yeah, we did a trilogy mix mm-hmm. That I got from Territorial Seed. And it's purple, white, and green beans. I'm trying the three sisters method in mm-hmm. permaculture.
Which is what?
The beans, the squash, and the corn.
All in the same bed.
All in the same bed. And then I have these tomatoes up high that were left over from the other hoop house.
And so you're growing the tomatoes in these containers where the tomato comes out of the bottom.
Topsy-turvy.
Topsy-turvy,
you know, they're space-saving, and I just like to experiment and see what works and what doesn't, and, mm-hmm. you know.
And so you've got them coming down, but then you've got them going back
they
up.
They do that.
They do that on their own.
They do that on their own. We didn't do anything to encourage that.
Uh-huh.
Except maybe singing to them. Yeah.
Which makes them happy.
Yeah, it totally makes them happy.
Yeah.
And the eggplants seem to do way better in these hanging baskets than they do in the ground in the hoop
house? You
know,
that's my experience too. Mm-hmm. Eggplant mm-hmm. does better in pots mm-hmm. than in the soil. Mm-hmm. So I've got a few eggplants. I'm using the eggplant that Sally Beauvert has suggested to me. They're a smaller eggplant, mm-hmm. and I've got some this year that are growing, that are actually producing eggplants.
Mm-hmm.
So
these are smaller. These are called Fairy Tale, mm-hmm. and they seem to really do well with the basil as a companion.
Oh, that's a good idea. I haven't put basil in with mine. But yeah, if somebody having trouble growing eggplant, my recommendation is to put them in pots.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Absolutely.
One of the few things that does better in mm-hmm. pots. So mm-hmm. basil is a mm-hmm. pot plant.
And I think they like the artwork around them.
They love the artwork. So we're also looking. So we're in another building now. We've left the hoop house and we've come into another greenhouse. But the energy of this one is completely different. Instead of having tomatoes and big plants around, we've got a few plants in here, but we've also got one wall that is completely filled with art, mosaic, that's been done by all three of you, right?
All three of us during quarantine and lockdown this spring. We tried to just turn lemons into lemonade.
And so the art is mosaic. There's mm-hmm. a whole bunch of, and I'm a big fan of mosaic, so it's thrilling my heart to see all sorts of beautiful mosaic work mixed in with plants in front of it and all of that. So you use this space not only for gardening, but you said that you were writing here.
This morning was the first morning I decided to bring my coffee up here and write.
Nice.
And that just felt amazing. So mm-hmm. I think it will be a new habit.
Yeah. And it's so nice. Plants are such a huge, there's lots of studies to show how much the color green, the energy of plants, mm-hmm. how healthy that is mm-hmm. for us. And so not all of us are lucky enough to have, I don't have enough space to have my plants and space for sitting. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the difference. I said I had a production garden before. Mm-hmm. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. Is that I'm too greedy of my space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, as you can see, my feet are on the tote that the fertilizer is in. I moved the rosemary plants and just pulled up a stool. So
yeah, sweet. Yeah. And so you actually have some heat in this one, too, if you wanted to turn it on. So do you use this for your early spring
stuff? We do not. Mm-hmm. We have heating cables in these two beds that mm-hmm. Art Jess had recommended during our master gardening class. Mm-hmm. Was that like 18 years ago?
Yeah, long time ago.
Mm-hmm. But I took his recommendation because that's when we were building these beds. So mm-hmm. that's really the only heat we do use. We put this in and we don't really use it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mandy, thank you. We've come to the end of our time. We could go on for hours because there's a lot more in this garden. Thanks for sharing it.
Thank you for coming out. And anyone wanting to come and just hang out in the garden, please come and have tea.
Oh, what a nice invitation. I highly recommend it.